Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast, episode 509. And before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes whenever you felt like tapping in. And I really appreciate that. My dog is so funny, y'all. My first son is looking at me like, you still be recording this podcast? Like, I've been seeing you do this for like the last 7.5 years. I don't know if y'all know, but my first son is 14, so he's been around for a long time. He's just staring at me right now like, Mom, what are you doing? Boy, you just ate. I'll feed you your treats when I'm done, okay? Anyway, so I just want to check in with y'all. First of all, how are y'all doing? I hope y'all are having a good week, and I hope you're having a beautiful start to your spring. So much has been going on. Spring and Aries season just came in and just started flipping tables over. The eclipse came right afterwards and started flipping other stuff. It's just a lot going on. And if you are having a lot going on, as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I just want to send you love and encouragement and comfort during this time. These types of things can really affect the psyche of people because their spirits are affected as well. It's just a lot going on that could really just consume you if you let it. So I'm praying that everybody can find a harmony between reality and between being able to get through each day, day by day, as best they can. So I wanted to talk about the importance of checking on your strong friend, that whole check on your strong friend thing, and how I don't really like it as a cliche. The reason why I don't like it as a cliche, and I had a whole different episode relating to this planned yesterday, and I was going to release it yesterday, but I was like, the spirit ain't with me. Normally, when I'm ready to upload an episode, I have to feel it. Like, I have to know, yes, I am at peace with everything that has been said. I am okay with putting it out into the universe, and it is what it is, right? Right when I was about to upload the original 509, I was like, I feel like I'm like 95, 99%. I'm not 100% there. So I said, I'm going to honor my spirit and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to re-record an episode. We're going to see what happens. We're going to do another 509. I may go to that topic. I may not. I'm just going to let spirit guide me, which I'm doing now. And we're going to go there. So apparently we're going to do a redo of the episode that I was going to release yesterday. So the thing about check on your strong friends is that it implies that some of your friends are weak. It does. I don't care what nobody says. Oh, you're getting into semantics. Nope. You said check on your strong friends, which means there's a distinguishing factor between what it means to be a friend and then a strong friend. The reason why I don't really care for check on your quote unquote strong friends is because to get through these days and these type of times, and if you've seen the news cycle all over the world, not just home, you know, but abroad, you will see that it is toxic. There is so much going on. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, how are we supposed to live life on this earth when there's so many threats to the ability for us to live healthy, happy, joyful, in peace? I mean, there's just so many threats to that right now. And the food and the water, all kind of stuff, right? To get through this day, every day, is strong. Now, I'm not speaking in terms of suicidal ideations, and I'm not implicating that those things are weak as well. It's a whole different topic. And given that I work with suicidal ideation off mic on, honestly, a daily basis, I don't want to make this type of conversation that nuanced. So what I will do is respectfully acknowledge the nuance that, yes, we can say that living life another day can be strong, but I'm also not implying that not wanting to live anymore is weak. What I'm saying is that even in those rough times, and honestly, and I'll touch on a tiny bit, even through even sometimes wondering if you don't want to be here or not, or what's the purpose or what's the use of being here or not, it's still a strong thing to get up every day, even if you're miserable, to just live through the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, not talking about suicidal ideation. I would like to talk about it more in greater detail because I have been working with it a lot more since I have, jumped in the field and everything. And I really enjoy having the conversations about these things. And not because it's a happy topic, but because awareness leads to us having better understanding of each other and being able to support each other and not judge on this journey of life. Because the experience is very fluid. But in a non, you know, suicidal perspective here, being able to just get through this is strong enough, okay? Being able to get up and go to a job that you hate, that's strong. I don't care what none of these gurus and these coaches gonna tell y'all to sell y'all a high ticket course or a mastermind. No disrespect to those that do, but sometimes they be BSing and I don't like that. They try to imply that the simple task of being able to just live and breathe is not enough. Like, sometimes that's enough. That's strong enough sometimes. As a homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I'm telling you, it is okay. It is okay. So what I'm saying, check on your strong friends. Anybody living through these circumstances is strong to me. So everybody should be tapping in with each other. Everybody should be tapping in with themselves as well. So that's why I don't really care for the cliche, because I'm like, have you not looked around the world here? I understand having a strong quote unquote mind. Yes, all that stuff. Yeah, I hear it. But this is a collective set of trauma that we're in. And sometimes that stuff kind of comes off like a trauma Olympics. Like, how much can you withstand? And if you can withstand all of this, then you're strong. Sometimes that could wear us out. The need to appear strong, quote unquote strong, by another individual standards can wear us out. That's why I'm saying please check on everybody, whether they quote unquote present strong or not, because I know some quote unquote strong people who actually are terrified to ask for help because they don't want to be vulnerable. They got a fear of being vulnerable. Strong is relative, baby. That's why I say check in with everybody. You clearly heard what I think of strong in terms of what it means to be strong while going through these circumstances. Everybody has a different perspective. But based on what I'm saying in terms of why I disagree with the quote unquote strong friend, and this is somebody who fits the stereotypical strong friend label. That's why I'm saying just check on everybody, okay? There's so much going on. We need the village. The village approach is absolutely paramount. It's mandatory. Tap in with everybody. You love them, tap in with them. You care about them, tap in with them. You only know them online and you only DM them and you ain't got their phone number, but y'all talk all the damn time. Holla at them. Please tap in with them. That's a village too. It's a virtual village. That's all right. We are in a situation, and I know you probably read up on the eclipses and spring coming in and Aries season and the retrograde that's in shadow phase. It's going to go live on the 1st, if I remember correctly. Shout out to SF Reynolds and Christopher Okor, astrologers who are doing a thing with that. I am telling you, do your research, because I feel like I'm going to lead that to the deep, deep, deep astrologers, okay? I study, but they study way deeper than I do. If you've done your research and you see the circumstances that are coming around, or you're just kind of feeling some of the changes, this is something I would not recommend everybody trying to navigate through alone. I'm just not with it. Yes, we're responsible for our actions individually. Absolutely. We're responsible for our healing individually. Absolutely. But getting through traumatic experiences as a collective that just seems to keep happening, I don't recommend, and I don't even want to throw like my mental health work out there, but as somebody who works in the mental health field as a professional, and even as your homegirl, I don't recommend folks trying to go through traumatic experiences like this alone for the sake of appearing strong. It's a one-way ticket to disaster, and I don't want that for y'all. I care about y'all too much, okay? So I just wanted to lay that on you all's heart today. Happy Wednesday. Y'all know it's my gratitude shout out. I got to do 2 weeks worth because I didn't do one last week because I was adjusting to the seasons. But I will tap in with y'all later, okay? So don't forget to complete the podcast listener survey. That is the first link in my show notes. I want to learn more about you, okay? I'm all over the world. I love that. I love tapping in with y'all. It's so much fun. So don't forget to complete the first link in my show notes. That is the podcast listener survey. It's way more y'all listening than that's completing that survey, okay? I'm just trying to get to know more about you, okay? Every year I got to tap in and know who I'm talking to. You know what I'm saying? So please click the first link, like I said in them show notes, and please complete the listener survey. It will definitely help me be able to serve you a lot better, as I actually will have a little more information as to who I am serving. Also, if you have not signed up for my email list, definitely click the second link in my show notes. That's a sign up for my email list. Sorry, y'all. Notes is like, you need to walk me. So I got to wrap this up. But yeah, don't forget to sign up for my email list so that I can tap in with you. I don't trust technology these days. These apps are, at least these websites, these apps and these websites are going down. And I just want to be able to know how I can reach my boo friends if this keeps happening, because this apparently keeps happening. So with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all in a couple of hours for that gratitude listener shout out episode. So with that being said, this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.